Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's TOC podcast. I'm Joe Weichert, chair of O'Reilly's Tools of Change Conference. I would encourage you to visit us at O'Reilly.com/TOC if you want to see all the great products and events that we're working on. Today's podcast is brought to you by Publishers Weekly, our TOC event partner. Look for regular TOC coverage and original content on publishersweekly.com and in their print edition. So I'm joined today by Laura Mosky. Laura is a medical illustrator I met at TOC New York. Laura, welcome to this TOC podcast.
Thanks.
So Laura, when we met at TOC, you showed me an image you created on your iPad that you're going to tell us about in a moment here. And I was wowed by the layering it offers for anatomy study, but it also got me thinking about how our industry is still caught up in quick and dirty print-to-e conversions. And that's true for images as well, for that matter. So we're still taking this static images, basically, and putting them in ebooks, and there's so much more potential here, right? So before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about your background so that folks know where you're coming from?
Well, I'm a medical illustrator. I've been practicing medical illustration for 15 years now. When I began this in Toronto 15 years ago, I was interested in interactivity. Computers were new, the web was new, and I did my master's research in interactive design, defining it and creating a vision for what the future might be. This is an extension of that vision, and it's a tool that I have imagined being used in ebooks for medical students in medical education.
Okay. So can you walk us through this video that you've created of this layered hand image, which is very similar to the one that you showed me at TOC New York, and give us a sense of how it could be used in an ebook.
Well, it begins with a metaphor. In this case, it's a hand, and my concept would be to begin that the beginning of any exploration for an anatomical concept for ebook would be to begin with a metaphor, whether it's the whole body or any aspect or organ within the body, and for the user to be allowed to explore. With my code, that the code that you see here, my idea was to create layers with flat illustrations that I had already created. These could be drawn from resources that a publisher might have, where they would have previously created flat images that could be layered on top of one another and erased, revealing layers underneath. It could work for surgical context, it could work for anatomical. And my idea would be that there's this concept here with layering. There would also be coding to zoom into areas of anatomy. And a third stage of development would be a three-dimensional rendering so that you could move around the organ, around nerves, around arteries, as you've zoomed in to the positioning that you choose.
Oh, very cool. And you know, it's interesting, you use the word layered because That's a phrase that I've used a lot in thinking about the future of rich content in ebooks. And I was thinking about it more from the written word and how there could be sort of a short presentation of a concept and then somebody could drill down as much as they want to so that there's several layers deep of the content itself. But you're applying that basically to images, and really it doesn't have to stop with medical images, right?
No, it sure doesn't. This could be used in, I think, about any educational context where a visual is relevant and can offer beauty, can offer some didactic aspect to learning.
Yeah, and that's the interesting part of it is I think we all get caught up in looking at images in print books as just a two-dimensional image with no depth. And yet when we start thinking about digital platforms, there's all sorts of opportunity to kind of scratch below that surface and focus on what else could be presented to the reader, right?
Absolutely, and it's fun. It makes it so much fun to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. As a reminder, by the way, today's podcast is brought to you by TOC's event partner, Publishers Weekly, and I'm speaking with medical illustrator Laura Mosky. So Laura, is it best to create an image like this digitally from the start? Or would an artist want to do something on paper first?
An artist could begin either way. If a publisher has content previously developed that's already been rendered on paper and these images have been scanned, easily they can be placed in an application, in an ebook tool such as the one I've developed. Or the artist could render these things to begin with digitally.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like there's an opportunity for publishers to take a look at their existing inventory of images and artwork and so forth that they've used in print products in the past and maybe re-envision them in the digital world with depth like this?
Quite often, medical illustrators or illustrators in general, as an effort to create a teaching tool, will create sort of a same and different situation between sequential images. This has been done for ages in educational illustration. So an illustration will change subtly from one stage to the next. I think those sorts of illustrations, whether they're surgical, anatomical, going back to Britannica Encyclopedia with the mylar layering effect, I think that this has been a paradigm we've used again and again over time, and it works beautifully in the digital world. It works even more beautifully because we can now zoom in and we can work three-dimensionally with images.
Yeah, I'm thinking about like travel guides or even ebooks, let's say, that give you info on different places and things in history, basically. So, for example, maybe the Washington Monument, to be able to kind of show it from the outside, but to have a cutaway capability that as you sort of like peel the layers back, you can see how it was constructed and maybe show that process or just what's behind the stone walls that a lot of people just don't get to see, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely beautiful.
Okay. So how big is the opportunity in your mind for publishers to rethink how their images appear going forward in ebooks? Is this something that maybe is an untapped opportunity to this point?
Certainly, I think it's untapped. And I think that this is a tool that once the coding has been created, once the structure is there, these images can be laid in place and the tool can be reused. And each time it's used, it's dynamic, it's interesting, and it's fun because of the imagery. With the structure of the coding and its design already in place.
Now, what kind of skill set would somebody need to have? Because a lot of times, I mean, you have artists and so forth that work either for publishers or as contractors, but is there a whole new set of skills that somebody has to acquire to be able to add the depth to an image like what you're doing?
I think that a person who would have illustration skills in the first place would be able to create these materials. It may also be that a person would be required who knows this program that I developed. I used HTML and JavaScript, jQuery, and it would require someone who has some knowledge of JavaScript, HTML5, HTML to be able to lay these images in.
Okay, so we're going from having basic drawing skills to really starting to get into a little bit of coding, a little bit of programming, right?
A little bit, although in this case, specifically, this layering coding is something I've already developed. I didn't use any proprietary software. It's license free. And I think that's the key, that this is something that would be available to be used, already developed.
Okay, gotcha. Well, there's been a lot of talk lately about should everybody learn how to code, and I think this is a good example of where maybe somebody would look at an artist and think, oh, they don't have to worry about that, but it's probably good to have that kind of knowledge, right?
I have learned that it's an extraordinarily broad set of skills that you would ask of yourself to be both an illustrator and a coder, but certainly to be trained in coding offers you to think in new ways. Think about what are the possibilities. For myself, it would be ideal. It would be great to be able to work with a number of people as a team and to be able to develop a concept like this. But for me, it's been great to learn the coding, to have some background and to be able to work a bit with it.
Yeah, definitely. That's great insight. Laura Mosky, thanks so much for talking to us today on this TOC podcast.
Thank you so much, Joe.